The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're here with Lenny Schiller. We're in what I affectionately call Lenny's Garage. I guess I'm known as a car collector. Some people call me Brooklyn's Jay Leno because I'm up to 63 cars, I believe. I've actually lost count. It's either 63 or 64.
I'm David Remnick, and thanks for joining us for the New Yorker Radio Hour today. I hope you're having a great holiday. We're starting the show off in a garage full of cars, vintage and antique cars going back to the 30s. They don't get driven very often, but you've seen some of them because for decades, Lenny Schiller has been renting these cars out to movie sets. Most recently, he had a car in the Spielberg thriller, Bridge of Spies. Here's Schiller with the New Yorker's Jonathan Blitzer.
Describe this car a little bit for us.
Yeah, it's a 1949 Chrysler Woody Wagon.
I thought the Woody Wagon was in Quiz Show.
Yes, you're correct. The Woody Wagon was in Quiz Show. It was used in the scenes upstate. I think it was shot at Sterling Forest. And actually, Robert Redford was in that car.
Wow, look at this car.
Because you could be anywhere, as long as it's there's nothing, an acronym, something that's later. Yeah, you could be almost anywhere. You pop a 49 car there, and it transforms the setting to the year of the car.
Dick, I'm glad you could make it.
Hi.
My original idea for collecting was to have one car from each year, from 1936 to 1958. And there's a reason for that, is over there is a 1936 Chevrolet. That was my grandmother's car.
That's so that was your first
car,
one.
That's car number one. That's car number one. As a little kid, when we visited my grandparents up in the Catskills, I would run into the garage. I guess I had the bug in me. I would run to the garage, which was actually a barn, and I would sit behind the wheel and, you know, make believe like little kids do.
Yeah.
But when my grandmother gave up driving and was going to part with the car, I really felt it was important to keep it in the family.
One time, you were driving in a movie, and your daughter was hiding in the back seat because she wanted to go on this ride with you.
Oh, yes. That was actually the first movie. That was the 36 Chevy. Yeah, that was the movie, The Chosen. I hadn't really worked on any movies, and she was a little kid and wanted to be in the car. And as we drove by, she popped up to look out the window, and they went, that of course ruined the scene, and it pretty much yanked her out of the car.
Anyway, now I come up with Errol Flynn.
Who is he?
Robin Hood. Captain Blood. Errol Flynn. You don't know who Errol Flynn is? The movie star?
Oh. Never been to a movie.
In Enemies, the Love Story, at first they used it as a prop, and then they also used it on another scene. When they were doing that movie, there was a video store on the corner, Hesta Video, and he refused to let them cover up the sign. It's a post-World War II movie. So they paid me nice money just to park in front of that store and block the sign.
I mean, you've appeared in all of these films, sometimes as the soda man when you're driving your soda truck, sometimes
Correct.
As a chauffeur.
The idea is to blend in with the scene. You don't want to call attention to yourself. And actually, most movies, like a car like this Volvo, which I just bought, this 63 Volvo.
Right, this red one.
They don't want a car like that in a movie. They prefer no yellow cars, no red cars, and no white cars.
Nothing because to take the attention away from the scene.
Exactly correct.
Tell us about some other movies.
Well, I guess I had that Seltzer truck, and it was in a Paul Mazursky film, Enemies a Love Story, with the late Ron Silver. And that was fun. I did get to play the seltzer man in that movie, carrying the seltzer bottles. And actually, I think the bottles are now worth more than the truck.
So that soda truck has been in several more films, too. I mean, that's maybe...
Yeah, I think it's at this point it's been in 8 movies. The last big movie I worked on with that truck was Pollock in 1999.
The Ed Harris.
The Ed Harris, correct. The Ed Harris movie.
What's the matter, Jackson? You all right?
You've always been interested in rare pieces. I mean, you've not gone for the kind of flashy luxury cars, although you have some.
Well, my philosophy is, why have a Model A Ford when you can have a 1929 Durant or a 1924 Star that nobody has seen? Something really odd.
Was it The Funeral, where you taught some of these actors how to even drive
stick shift? Oh, The Funeral, yeah, that was Chris Penn. Couldn't drive a stick shift, so I had to teach him how to drive a stick shift, at least pull the car up in first. He was kind of a character to deal with. And Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken could get into any car and drive it, you know, hands down.
Maybe one day they're going to find me with my blood draining into the sewer. And when I'm dead, I'm going to roast in hell. I believe that.
I guess my fondest recollections are some of the music videos. I actually provided the car for Parents Just Don't Understand, which is Will Smith's first video.
Other kids all across the land. There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
It was a red Porsche, if you remember that video. But the most famous guy here is the Love Shack car. The 65 Chrysler 300, the one that's the color of pistachio ice cream. That was the actual car in the Love Shack video, where I'm driving a Chrysler, it's as big as a whale.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler, and it's about...
That was kind of a revival hit for the B-52s. If I drive this car, it sometimes gets recognition.
Now and again, as a favor maybe to an old friend, or because a project seems especially interesting, you'll do it. You'll do a film or a shoot. But for the most part now, you're here in the garage working on the cars that you love.
You know, I don't really mind taking the vehicle out for photo shoots. Mm. I really stay away from music videos because they're long hours. And movie work, I'd only do if it's a favor.
Because I remember I was with you during the shooting of Bridge of Spies.
Yes, you're the big tall fellow they kicked off the set, as I recall.
Well, I was protecting the bottles. I was there for the bottles.
That's right. But what they noticed, you had a small pad and you were taking notes. And
I don't know what gave me away.
Jonathan Blitzer, a writer and fact checker with car collector Lenny Schiller.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.